我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次我们来看这个创世纪，不对，看这个神做工的法则。
This time, as we come in to look in the principle in which God works,
我们相当部分要从创世纪第一章开始。
There is a major part that we have to begin and look into from Genesis chapter 1.
提起神做工的法则。
When we make mention of the principle in which God works,
我们不能不留意。
We must take note.
如果在一个没有堕落也那个属灵的秩序也没有给打乱的那种光景里。
In the condition when there is no corruption, there's nothing that has fallen and the spiritual order has not been disrupted.
那神是不需要做这个恢复的工作的。
God does not need to do restoration work.
我们看到神显明他的恢复的工作。
When we see God manifest His restoration work,
原因乃是这个属灵的宇宙已经给打乱了。
The reason being, the spiritual universe has already been disturbed.
神要恢复它正常。
God must restore it to be normal.
所以神就要做许多的工作。
Therefore, God must do much work.
来把那一个混乱了的带回正常。
In order to bring what has been confused into being normal.
把那个没有秩序的带回有秩序的里面。
To bring this order back into having order.
也把一切都放在那个最合宜最准确的最准确的那个位置上。
To put everything back in the position which is most appropriate and most accurate.
因此我们就看到在神的启示的里面神做了许多的工。
Therefore, we're able to see in the revelation of God, God did much work.
在神许多的所做的工的里边，他有他一定做工的法则。
In many of this work that God has done, He will have the principles which He works.
我们上次特别留意到，神所有的做工的安排乃是根据他自己的旨意。
Last time we made mention of all the working of God, we have taken note that it was all according to himself, according to his will.
因为他是万有的源头。
Because he is the head of all.
也是万有的结局。
He is also the consummation of all.
他也是管理着万有的。
He is also one who governs over all.
所以一切都在他的那一个管理的底下。
Therefore, everything is under his government.
但是因着撒旦的堕落。
Yet, because of Satan's fall.
首先就把属灵的宇宙的秩序打乱了。
First, it has disrupted the spiritual universe.
然后神来做恢复的工作。
Therefore, God has to do restoration work.
特别在恢复的工作里边把人造出来。
Especially in God's restoration, he created man.
但是撒旦一插手进来的时候又把这一个秩序打乱了。
Yet again, when Satan puts his hand in, he also disrupts this order.
那所以神又继续做恢复里头的恢复的工作。
Again, God continues to restore amongst his restoration.
但是不管神遭遇了多少的那个挫折。
Yet regardless of how many obstacles that God encountered,
他一直照着他起初的定义来做工。
He continues to work according to his original purpose.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神是照着他的旨意来做工。
Because God works according to his will.
所以我们也就看到他在他的工作的里边他有一定的规矩。
Therefore, we're able to see amongst his work, he will have his laws.
我们就说那个规矩是那个法则。
We say those laws are the principle in which he works.
如果不在那个规矩里边神不会做工。
Now, if it's not under that law, he will not work.
神如果是做工的话神一定是在那个规矩的里头。
If God is to work, he will confine himself to
those laws. 这个规矩不是别人给神安排。
And these laws are not arranged by others.
是神自己的旨意所定规出来的。
But those laws are set by God's own will.
我们也特别留意到。
We have also made mention.
神一切的做工的法则是围绕着他的旨意做中心。
In all of the principles in which God works, it surrounds His will as the center.
这不单是根据他自己的旨意,
it is according to His own will.
并且是围绕他自己的旨意作为那个工作的中心。
And His own will is the center of all that work.
那他工作的中心是什么呢?
Now what is the center of God's work?
我们很清楚地用主的 自己的话来说明这件事。
We will speak this very clearly with the Lord's own words.
乃是叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
That is that all things will be gathered, summed up as one in Christ.
那个结果是什么呢?
What is that result?
叫荣耀归于父神。
That is that glory will be given to God the Father.
说得更清楚一点。
To be more clear.
乃是叫万有都回归到 神的权柄的底下,
so that all will return once again under the authority of God.
也承认神的那一个至高的地位,
and also acknowledge the highest position to God.
那在这样的一个光景的底下,
under that condition,
那整个属灵的宇宙的恢复正常就完成了。
That is when it is finished for the restoration of all the normalcy that is in the universe.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那现在我们要开始来看到那一个神做工法的法则。
Now we have to look into the principle in which God works.
很具体的看到神做工的法则。
Very practically into the principle of God's working.
那神做工的法则有好多条了,我们如果这样,姑且这样说。
Now if we're to number them, if we put it this way, there are many principles in which God works.
我们不能一次都就能把它看完。
We cannot finish with this, all these principles one time.
我们按照它的那个实际的内容, 一次一次的看, 一直到看完为止。
According to its actual content, we'll look into it one by one until we are finished.
那提到神做工的法则,
now when we make mention of the principle of God's working,
在圣经里头没有很特别的点明这一个是神做工的法则。
In the scripture, it's not clearly highlighted out, pointed out, this is the principle in which God works.
那既然没有点明, 我们怎么知道神做工的法则?
Now, if it's not pointed out very clearly, how do we know that is the principle in which God works?
那这是我们从神做工的记录的里头归纳出来的。
Now, that is what we have concluded. We summarize according to the recording of God's work.
神的话没有很清楚说, 我是照着这个法则来做工。
God's work did not clearly lineate for us. This is according to this principle that I work.
但是你看见神做工一定 不会违背他这样的一个法则。
But we can also see that when God works, He will not go against certain principles.
你也看见神从在历史上做了那么许许多多的工。
You're able to see throughout the generation, the histories, how much work God has done.
你能从他做工的记录的里头看到他这些工作里面有一些共同点。
From all the recording of God's work, you can see within all those works, there are similar points.
那么这些共同点你看准一点的时候,你就看见神是按照这个规矩来做的。When
you look accurately into these certain points, you're able to conclude that God works according to this law.
那因此我们就把它归纳出来,说这个是神做工的法则。Therefore,
we're able to summarize and say, this is a principle in which God works.
但弟兄姊妹要注意一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, take note of one thing.
要把神做工的记录归纳出他工作的法则。
If we're going to use the recording of God's work to summarize the principle in which God works,
那是透过许许多多神做工的记录来做成的。
That is done through the summary of all of God's works that has been recorded.
不是从一次两次的那些做工记录里边就得出结论来。
It is not merely from one or two recording of how God works to have that conclusion.
如果神做工的记录只有那么一次是有那样的记载。
Now, if in the way which God works, there's only one recording in which God works in that way.
甚至是两次。
Or maybe twice.
或者再多一次两次。
Even if there are three recordings.
我们也不能肯定这个就是神做工的法则。
We cannot confirm that is a principle in which God works.
这个我们只能说这是神给我们看见他做工的一个榜样。
We can only say that it's only an example in which we are able to see that God has showed us in which He works.
那榜样,
if it's an example,
我们是可以接受也可以
We can accept examples or we do not have to accept them.
说清楚一点,
to be more clear,
我们是可以跟随, 也可以不跟随。
If it's an example, we can follow or we don't need to follow.
因为那个只是一个榜样。
Because it is only an example.
不是一个方式。
It is not a way.
但是现在我们说神做工的那个法则。
But now when we say it is a principle in which God works,
那是指出神在做工的里头，他是照着这一个方式来执行。
It is in all of God's works. It is in this way, in this principle, which He executes all His work. So no longer is an issue of example. It is a matter of this way. Now, if this way repeats itself again and again, it becomes a principle. We thank our Lord. This time when we look into the principle of how God works, we also follow that way of thinking.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么我们今天晚上开始很具体的来看神做工的法则。
Tonight we'll begin practically looking into the principle in which God works.
第一个我们要看的。
The first thing we must see.
神做工的法则其中一个非常非常重要的乃是
Amongst all the principles in which God works, there is one that is extremely important, and that is separation.
那丁子那个意思就是说
Brothers and sisters, that means
除非神不做工
unless God does not work.
如果神一这神的工作一显出来
when the work of God is manifested,
你一定看见神在他所做的工作的里头有一个分别的作用在那里
Surely you can see in all of God's works, there is this distinction of separation.
或者说有一个分别的要求在哪里?
Or there's this requirement to be separate.
再说,
to be more clear.
有一个分别的结果在哪里?
There is this result of separation consecration.
那这个是神做工的法则里边头一样我们要留意的。
Now this is the first point that we must take note of in the principle of God's work.
因为当我们留意到这样的一个法则的时候
Because when we take note of this principle,
你看到神工作的记录从创世纪一直到的启示录
You're able to see from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
根本的神做工的记录就是圣经了。
All of the recording of God's work is the Bible.
一直贯穿着这一个法则在神所做的工里。
Throughout it is linked with this principle of separation in how God works.
那所以我们要看这一个神做工的法则的时候。
So when we look into this principle of God's work,
我们就一定要多翻圣经。
We have to turn to much scripture.
当然我们也不可能把所有的与这个有关的圣经全都把它看出来。
Of course, it is also not possible for us to turn to all the scriptures that pertain to this principle of separation.
我们在这次交通里头，我们只能挑那些比较明显的来看。
In our sharing today, we can only select those scripture that is more evident in this principle of separation.
但是当弟兄姊妹们你看出了神做工的这一个法则的时候
But brothers and sisters, as you're able to see very clearly in this principle in which God works,
等到你自己去读神的话的时候
When you spend your own time into reading God's word,
你就发觉
You'll discover
这一个法则是贯穿在整本圣经里
This principle is linked throughout the scripture.
虽然我们今天晚上只能从其中挑选一部分来说明这一个点。
Even though tonight we can only select a few verses to speak clearly upon this point.
那么首先我们要留意的就是分别出来。
First, we must see that it has been separated out.
那是分别出来是什么意思呢?
Now, what does it mean to be separated out?
你从字面上面来说。
From the surface of the word.
那就是把同类的就集中在一起。
That is that you will separate put together that which is the same.
不同类的就摆在另外的一边。
That which is different, you put aside.
那就是说
That it means
所有的事物你摆在那里。
All the things are placed there.
神都把它分成类别。
God has separated into different categories.
一点都不允许有混乱的光景在那里。
There is no mixture, no condition of mixture.
清清楚楚的是分别。
It is very clear to be separate.
待会我们看下去弟兄姊妹你就领会这个意思。
Later when we read on, brothers and sisters, you'll clearly see what I mean.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们要去看分别出来的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when we look into the separation,
我们不是光看那个表面的现象
，We do not only look at this phenomenon externally.
你看表面的现象，你就说哦，一样一样的分开。
When you see the phenomenon on the surface, you say, oh, you're just separating one, different things.
但是我们要注意的
，But when we must take note of,
那是分别出来的那个目的。
What is the purpose of the separation?
或者说是分别出来的那个意义
？Or what is the meaning in the separation?
那分别是什么意思
？Now what does it mean to be separate?
在神做工的法则的里头。
In the principle in which God works,
我们非常清楚地看到
we can clearly see
神所有的分别
all of the separation from God
都是把那些神所不能接受的分别出去
is a separation in which God would separate out all that which he cannot accept
把神能接受的保留下来
All that is acceptable to God, God keeps.
那这个是我们必须很清楚看到。
That is something we must see very clearly.
神不是为分别而分别的。
God does not separate for the sake of separating.
他分别是有他的目的的。
He has his purpose when he separates.
那个目的是什么
？What is that purpose?
那个目的乃是要把一切带回神的旨意里。
That purpose is in order to bring all back into His will.
那也就是说
，That also means
一切不能摆进神旨意里面的东西都给拿出去。
All that cannot be placed into the will of God has been taken away.
啊，凡是在那里表达神的旨意的，或是从满足神的旨意的
，All that manifests the will of God or fulfills the will of God，
神就把它保留下来。
God keeps it remains.
那因此我们读。圣经的时候
，Therefore, when we read the Bible,
你很清楚地看到一件事。
Very clearly, you can see one thing.
什么时候你看到分别
？Whenever you see separation, when you see that requirement,
马上你就看见一个结局。
Immediately, you see a result.
那个结局是什么呢
？What is that result?
为圣。
It is to be consecrated.
分别为圣。
It is to be consecrated to be hallowed.
这两个是连在一起的。
Now these two things
are together. 你成为圣洁。
You are consecrated.
和分别出来。
When you're separated out.
是连接在一起的。
It is to be together.
分别出来。
When you're hallowed.
是那一个方法。
That is the way you're separated.
成为圣洁。
When you are sanctified. That is the purpose.
那这个是非常非常的清楚的。
That is very, very clear.
或者我们先来看一看这一件事情。
Now maybe we'll take a look first at this matter.
然后我们再具体的来看神在历史上做工的那个记录。
And then practically we'll look into the recording of God's work.
我们先翻到创世纪，对不起，那个生命记。
If we first turn to Deuteronomy.
哦，还不是生命记，是利未记。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
11章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
带回我们才看生命记。
Later on, we'll turn to Deuteronomy.
那是利未记第十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
那我们要留意先看第一节。
We'll look at verse 1.
这里是它整章是。说到待会我们才会详细的来看现在我们只是把这个原则弄清楚
First we'll just want to make clear this principle later we'll look into detail
耶和华对摩西亚伦说你们小谕以色列人说在地上一切走兽中可吃的乃是这是
And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron saying unto them Speak unto the children of Israel saying these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth
这是神说话来指导以色列人在他们生活当中怎么选择他们的饮食
This is the Lord's words to the Israelites to teach them how to choose their food for food
告诉他们什么是洁净的什么是不洁净的
God tells them what is clean and what is unclean
洁净的你们可以接受
If it is clean you can accept
不洁净的你们就要拒绝
If they are unclean you must reject
那为什么是这样呢
Why is that the case?
那当然这个只是神给他们的律法所带领的生活里边的其中的一个部分。
Of course, this is only a portion in the law which God gives to them to lead them in their daily living.
但神要求他们这样做。
But when God requires for them to do this,
神说出那个目的的。
God tells them the purpose.
那现在我们来看了。
Now we take a look.
44节。
Verse
44。这我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourself, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any manner of creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
我们刚才已经提过了。
We already made mention.
神指导他们怎样来决定选择饮食。
God guides them to determine how to choose their food.
那是透过他们日常的生活来操练他们在神面前生活的目的。
It is in order to train them in their daily living to know the purpose of their living.
这个生活的目的是什么？
Now what is the purpose of their living?
要叫他们从不洁净的里面给分别出来。
It is in order for them to separate themselves out from that which is unclean.
为什么要给分别出来？
Why must they be separated out?
因为神说我把你们带出来。
Because God says I have brought you out.
我把你们从埃及领出来。
I have brought you out of Egypt.
我把你们从世界那里头带出来。
I have brought you out from this world.
乃是要叫你们来归向我。
It is in order so that you can belong to me.
而我是圣洁的。
I am holy.
所以你们也必须要圣洁。
Therefore, you must be holy.
问题就是那么简单。
That is very simple.
因为谁是圣洁的？
Because God is holy.
既然是归向了神。
If we have belonged to God.
既然给分别出来归向神。
If we're separated out belonging to God.
很明确的一个要求。自然就摆在那里。
A very clear requirement is placed there.
你们也要成为圣洁。
You must also be holy.
你怎么能成为圣洁呢？
How can you be holy?
你就学习分别出来。
You learn to be separate.
在你的生活里边学习分别出来。
In your daily living, you learn to be
separate. 在你的心思意念感情上面领会分别出来。
In your heart, in your mind, in your emotions, in your understanding, you learn to be separate.
你要看到你们是给我分别出来的。
You must see that I have separated you out.
把你们带来归我的。
I have brought you to belong to me.
所以你们要分别出来。
Therefore, you must be separate.
我是圣洁的。
I am holy.
所以你们也叫圣洁。
Therefore, you must be holy.
那就是神一再给他们说的话。
That is the words God repeatedly tells them.
这个话在生命记里边是反复的出现好多好多遍的。
These similar words appeared repeatedly in Deuteronomy.
不是偶然一次的。
It is not just once or twice.
等到以色列人出了埃及。
Now after the Israelites left Egypt.
在西乃山传律法以前。
When the law before the God gave them the law on Mount Sinai.
神是非常严肃的也是提到这一点。
Very severely God also mentioned this point.
为什么要提到这一点？
Why must God mention this point?
那我们看看出埃及记十九章。
If we look at Exodus chapter 19,
这个是我们常常都会提到的。
This is something we often mention.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
那从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，小谕以色列民，说我上埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，可看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Starting with verse 3, Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thou shalt say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这一段话是 非常非常严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, these words are very serious.
读出埃及记的人呢、啊，如果把这一段话忘掉啊，那出埃及记你就不必读了。
Those who read Exodus forget this passage, then you have read it in vain.
啊，你要把出埃及记读得清楚啊，你就必须要先读清楚这一段话。
If you want to read clearly Exodus, you must first read very clearly this passage.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从神对以色列民说的这一番话。
And these words that God speaks to the Israelites.
你非常清楚地看到。
Very clearly you can see.
神说你们给分别出来是归我。
You have been separated out, brought unto myself.
你们要成为圣洁。
You are to be holy.
这个就是神把他们带出埃及的那目的。
That is the purpose in which God brought them out of Egypt.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们很清楚地来看见。
Very clearly we can see.
神要求人在那里接受分别。
God requires that man accept this separation.
或者神要求他的子民在那里操练分别。
God requires his people to train and exercise in separation.
乃是要他们成为圣洁归于神。
It is in order that they be separate, to be holy, belonging to God.
所以我们看到分别出来的那个准真实的那个意义。
Therefore, we're able to see the true meaning of separation.
那个属灵的实际。
That spiritual reality.
乃是分别为圣，归于神。
That is to be separate, holy, belonging to God.
那是说出。
That means.
这个归于神啊。
This belonging to God.
乃是说要神要在这些人的身上做工作到一个地步，把他们从出于尘土带到一个光景，是与神一个模样的。
God will bring this people, work in this people from a point where they were from dust into this condition.
哦，这个就是分别出来的那一个目的和意义。
That is as to be like God, and that is the purpose and meaning of separation to be called out, we often say.
神在我们身上有一个定义。
God has this will upon us.
他要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
He is to mold us into the image of his son.
怎么磨成他儿子的形象呢？
How do he mold us into the image of his son?
这个就是分别出来的结果。
That is the result of separation.
所以主如果给我们灵里面是明亮的。
Therefore, if the Lord enlightens us within,
你就看见从创世纪开始一直到启示录的末了。
You are able to see from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation.
神一切的工作是沿着这一个法则来执行。
All of God's work is surrounding this principle, this point, and is executed.
那好了，我们说到那个法则的内容以后。
Now, after we mention about the content of this principle,
我们就要从神实际的那个做工的记录上面来寻找看神的法则是不是真的这样。
We'll practically look into the recording of the word of God to see if indeed this principle is true.
如果神做工的法则真的是这样的话。
If this is a true principle in which God works.
那么我们在跟随主的路上。
Therefore, in our way in which we follow the Lord,
我们就不能忽略这样的一个法则。
We cannot be careless about this principle.
那我们从几方面来看神这个做工的记录。
We'll look from several angles in this principle with the Word of God.
因为分别出来是神做工的，我不说它是一个最大的法则，但是我不能不说这是一个非常明显的法则。
I will not say that this is the most important principle in which God works, but I must say it is a very evident one.
因为神做工的法则不管有多少样，都一样是那样重要的。
Because regardless of how many principles in which God works, they are all just as important.
那我们先从神的创造的里面来看神做工的方法。
Let us first look at from the recording of the creation of God in this principle in which it works.
现在我不说它是法则。
I won't say it is a principle now.
我现在说是这是神做工的方法。
I say this is the way in which God works.
正如刚才我已经提了。
Just as I mentioned before.
如果我们一直看下去，神做工的方法都是沿着这样的要求来做的。
If we're able to repeatedly see the way in which God works, it's in the same direction.
这个方法，这个方式就不是单单的方法，单单的方式。
This way in which God works, in this form which God works, is not only a way or a form.
它就成了一个法则。
It becomes a principle.
那现在我们来看神做工的方法。
Now let us see the way in which God works.
那创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
神在整个这个恢复的创造的里头。
in this restoration creation of God,
从开始到末了,
from the beginning to end,
你都看见神做工的方法是这样,
we're able to see this is the way in which God works.
弟兄姊妹,你很熟悉神。
Brothers and sisters, we are familiar with the words that begin Genesis.
I don't
know if we're familiar with other
scriptures or not.
But even if we're not very familiar, we will become familiar with the first few verses of Genesis. Because we can say this is the verse we hear the most about, the most we read about. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Brothers and sisters, this is what we see at the beginning of Genesis. At the beginning, God created heaven and and this is the condition which the earth is in. It is not normal. It is very dark. It is something that causes us to be uncomfortable. God restores. In this condition, God will restore once again to the condition in His creation. So God begins to work.
弟兄姊妹,你看到神开始做工怎么做呢?
Brothers and sisters, you can see how God begins to work.
然后他就把光暗分开了。
He first divides the light and the darkness.
把光暗分开,
that is the way in which he worked. He separated light and darkness.
当然在这个分开的过程的里头,
of course, in this process of separation, there are other ways in which God works.
但是不在这个分别, 这个法则底,这个方法的里面,我们就不去,先不去碰它。
But since they do not fall under this principle, this way of separation in which God works, we won't go into those details.
我们只是专注在神分别的这个工作方法。
We'll only focus in this way in which God works to separate.
你看见神头一天做的就是把光暗分开。
You can see on the first day God separated light and darkness.
然后你看见神又把那个空气分成上下。
And then you're able to see that God separates the firmament from the above and what is below.
用一个空间来把上边的空气下边的空气。
You're able to see God separates the firmament from above and below. There's expanse in between.
这是第二天做的事情。
This is his work on the second day.
到第三天,弟兄,怎么你有看到?
On the third day, brothers and sisters, you can see.
他说天上的水要聚在一处,使旱地露出来。
Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the ground, the dry land appear.
弟兄,怎么你记得在地还没有露出来以前?
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember before the land appeared.
你睁开眼睛就是看见水。
If you open your eyes, all you see is water.
什么你都看不到。
You do not see anything.
你眼睛一打开,你看到的都是水。
If you open your eyes and see, all you see is water.
是的,第三天你看到一件事。
So on the third day, you see.
神把地从水里头分出来了。
God separates the land from the water.
神把天上的水聚在一处。
God gathered all the water in one place.
不把它随便的泛滥出来。
And does not allow for them to be together.
目的在哪里呢?
What is the purpose, brothers and sisters? You can see very clearly. In order for the land to appear.
到了第三天,
so on the third day,
你睁开眼睛再看,
when you open your eyes and see again,
就不单是只看见水了,
no longer do you see water.
你看见有地有水了,
you see there is the land and the water. It is very clear.
起初是一片汪洋,
before it was only the ocean.
现在是,
now you're able to see the land and the sea.
很清楚的,
it is very clear.
这是第三天,
that is the third day.
然后弟兄姊妹,你再往下看的时候,
if you continue to see, brothers and sisters,
那, 神就说,
God says,
在地哪里,
on land,
要生发那一个植物,
there would be the herbs.
是包括青草,
they include the grass,
和树木,
and the trees.
但是这些青草和树木
Now this grass and the trees
它们有一个特点神摆在哪里的
There is a special characteristic that God puts there
是什么呢
What is that?
各从其类
That is after its kind
弟兄姊妹你留意
Brothers and sisters take
note 什么叫做各从其类
What does it mean after its kind?
各从其类就是清清楚楚地分得开的
After its kind means it is clearly separated
清清楚楚地有分别的
It is clearly separation
啊，这个是草
This is grass
这个是什么草呢
This is what kind of grass?
不是笼笼统统的草
It is not just in general, that is grass
我叫不出很多草的名字
Now I cannot clearly call out many names of the grass
但是 我们要晓得这个是狗尾草
Now for example, we know this particular kind of grass
这个是普通一般的那个草地的青草
And we know this is grass, the weeds
草里头有很多的种类
There are many different kinds of grass
但神并不是说那个草啊就说笼笼统统是草
God does not clearly say that is grass In general there are grass
草啊它们是都很清楚的在那里分开的类别
But even the grass itself is after its kind Very clearly separated
树木也是很清楚的分开那个类别
The trees are also very clearly separated
非常清楚的
They're very clear
你看见这个样子你就知道它是什么的树
When you see this kind very clearly you know what kind of tree it is
我们感谢神
We thank God
那这个是第三天里边的事情
This is what is on the third day
可以说神做了两件很明显的事
You can say God has done two things very clearly
一个是水和地分开
One, he has separated the land and the water
一个是植物的生命显出来
And the third one is for the plant life to be manifested
但是所有的植物它们都是很清楚的分类的
But with all the plant life, they are clearly separated
不在那里有任何的混杂的
There is no mixture at all
它们可以混在一起活
They can be mixed together to live together
但是彼此之间是非常很清楚的分别的
But there's a very clear separation after its kind
你不会把那个狗尾草看成是那个含羞草
You would not mix the two different kind of grasses as one kind of grass
我们是在感谢神
We clearly thank God
这是很清楚的
This is very clear
然后就到了第四天
On the fourth day,
弟兄姊妹你看到了
you can see,
神叫天上的天体显露出来
God shows the lights in the firmament.
那显露出来的目的在哪里呢
What is the purpose of the light?
神明说
God says very clearly,
这是天体显出来
When the lights in the firmament are manifested,
让在地上将来出来的那些人啊有一个根据来分别节令年岁聚节
It is for them to be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. It is a sign to the men that is to come.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
这个是第四天。
This is the fourth day.
然后看到第五天。
If we see the fifth day,
那是先造天空的飞鸟。
He first creates the fowl in the air.
然后又造了海里的海里的海的各样的动物
and then the living creature in the waters
但丢着你看到一件事情
my brothers and sisters you
不管是天空的飞鸟也好
whether it be the fowl in the air
是海里的那个鱼类也好
or the fish that is in the sea
反和一切在水里生活的那个活物也好
all the living creatures in the waters
神都在那里指出一个事实
God clearly points out a factor
跟植物一样
just like the plant
各从其类
it is after its kind
清清楚楚的
it's very clear
现在是吃螃蟹的季节
now is the season to have crab
螃蟹有很多种
now there are many different kinds of crab
但是为什么会有很多种呢
Now why are there so many different kinds of crab?
因为它们就是很多种
Because it is after its kind
那你怎么分别呢
How do you tell the difference?
那简单的很
It is very simple
你一看就知道
When you look at them you will know
这个是什么螃蟹
This is this kind of crab
那个是什么螃蟹
That is a different kind of crab
你绝对不会把那个 king crab 看成是那个小螃蟹。
Now you will not mix the king crab and the smaller kind of crab.
你一看就知道。
You see it right away.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
动物也好，植物也好。
Whether it be the living creatures or the plants.
从他们那里繁殖出来的后代。
All that is after its kind, the offsprings.
都是跟着那个，都从其类的那个样。
It is all after its kind.
你不会不可能看见 king crab 长出养出一条石斑鱼来。
No, you won't see a king crab have its offspring to be a fish.
你也看不出不能看见那个龙虾会弄到一个 king crab 出来。
And you, likewise, you will not see the lobster will give offspring to be a king crab.
你说他们两个都是都有两个那个大钳呢。
You say, oh, both of them have the big claws.
有大钳是一件事情。
It's one thing to have the similar big claws.
但它是龙虾就是龙虾。
But if it's a lobster, it's a lobster.
它是king crab 就是 king crab.
If it is a king crab, then it's a king crab.
很清楚的。
It is very clear.
它本身是这样。
That is its kind.
它的后代也是这样。
Its offspring is the same kind.
清清楚楚的。
Very clear.
圣经的话就是各从其类。
In the scriptures it says after its kind.
这个各从其类的那个原则就是分别。
Now this principle of after its kind is separation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
等到造动物的时候。
When God creates the beast.
弟兄姊妹你都看到是同一个样子。
Brothers and sisters, you see it is the same way.
各从其类。
It is after its kind.
各从其类。
After its kind.
等到第六天造人了。
On the sixth day, when he created man.
造人出来的时候呢。
When he made man.
那你看到在其他的那些活物的里边神就是说各从其类。
In all the other creatures, God says after its kind.
但说到人的时候就没有说各从其类。
Yeah, when God mentions about man, it did not say after its kind.
但是弟兄姊妹你看到一件事。
Yet, brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
在造人的时候神定规了一个事实。
When God made man, he determined a fact.
是在造别的动植物的时候神没有突出的。
It is something that God did not point out when he created the plants and the other creatures.
所以更显明那一个分别的那一个功用。
Therefore, it even highlights the function of this separation.
他说神造人的时候就照着自己的形象造男自己的形象造人。
God says, let's make man in our image.
如果我们用物质的观念来看神的形象。
If we look at the image of God materialistically,
我们都以为就是这个样。
We think it is like our image.
但是神说他的形象不是说物质的东西。
But when God refers to his image, it is not physical.
他是说到他属灵的观念。
It is spiritual.
但是不管你属灵的观念也好，是物质的观念也好。
Yet, whether it is spiritual or physical.
既然你说是以神来做标准。
If you say that God is the standard.
那就是应该是一个样了，我们的观念。
It is only one model then, that is our concept.
但是神在这里就给我们一个很明确的事实。
Yeah, God gives us a very clear fact.
是照着神的形象造。
It is according to God's image.
但造出来的结果。
Yet the result of this image.
是造男造女。
It is man and woman.
又是一个分别在那里。
Again, there is this separation.
用什么？你看到在整个的那个创造的过程的里头。
You can see throughout this creation process.
神就用着这样的一个方法来把万物都。
God uses this way to separate all things.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
你不留意神做工的方法。
If you do not take note of the way in which God works.
你不会注意到神有一个方式在那里让神跟着他这个方式去做成他所要做的。
You will not then pay attention to the method in which God works, that God will work according to this method and follow it.
那当神这样造成了万物的时候。
Now after God created all things in this way,
他把这些都放在伊甸园。
He placed all these in the Garden of Eden.
然后在伊甸园的里面呢。
In the Garden of Eden.
神又做了一件事情。
Again, God did one thing.
这一件事情是非常非常突出的给记录下来的。
This thing is also recorded very outstandingly.
这也是我们弟兄姊妹们很熟悉的。
This is also we're familiar with brothers and sisters.
那就是在伊甸园子的当中，神安排了两棵树。
That is in the middle of the garden, God has set two trees.
那这两棵树呢？
These two trees.
如果人要选择来吃的话，都可以。
If man chooses to eat of both of them, it's fine.
但是神就提出一个警告。
Yeah, God gives this warning.
园中所有的果树你都能吃，上的果子你都能吃的。
You can eat of all the fruits of the trees in the garden.
包括分别善恶树上的果子你都能吃的。
Including the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不是说这个果子你不能吃。
It is not that you cannot eat of this fruit.
你都可以去吃的。
You can eat of it.
但是吃了以后啊
，But after you eat it，
所带来的后果你要自己负责。
You will bear the responsibility after you eat the fruit of that tree。
那所以我们看到这两棵树是很特别的，不然因为它是在园子的当中。
We can see these two trees are very special. Of course, on the one hand, they're in the middle of the garden.
那其次是因为神在那里有一个安排。
Secondly, because God has an arrangement there.
那这一个安排就是让人去决定。他们要怎样活在神的面前
？This arrangement is dependent upon man to make the choice how they want to live in the presence of God.
那我们中文圣经把那个分别善恶树就翻成分别善恶了。
In the Chinese translation, it is translated as "This is the tree of the knowledge that separates good and evil."
但是稍微读经细一点的人，你都会留意到。
But those who read the Bible in detail would take note of
这个分别善恶树原来的那个名字不叫是分别善恶树
The original name of this tree is not the tree of the knowledge that separates good and evil
这个分别善恶树是意出来的名字
This tree it isTranslated just by the meaning of the name of this tree.
那它原来的那个名字叫做知识树。
The original name of this tree is the tree of knowledge.
那弟兄姊妹就看到一个事情。
So brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
神安排这两棵树在那里。
God places these two trees there.
很显然的让人是知道。
Very apparently, it's for man to know.
他们活在。神所安排的那个位置上。
When man is living according to the position which God has placed them,
他们可以有两种选择。
They have two choices they can make.
一个就是凭借着生命来做生活的指导。
One is that they can accept life to be the guidance of their living.
另外一个呢，他们是可以接受知识来做他们生活的指导。
The other choice is that they can accept knowledge to be the guide of their living.
那当然我们也知道。
Of course, we also know.
凭借生命做指导，那是依靠神。
Those who live according to the life as their guidance depends on God.
凭借那个知识来生活，那是依靠人自己。
Those who depend on knowledge to live depends on themselves.
那人可以在这里做一个选择。
Man can make a choice here.
但是那一个选择的后果，拣选的人必须要自己负责。
But man is responsible to bear the consequences of the choice which they make.
那弟兄姊妹，既然在那里把神安排了这样的一个事实。
Now, brothers and sisters, since God has placed such a fact there, made this arrangement.
那个意思是什么？
What does that mean?
那个意思乃是叫按照神形象被造的人来注意。准确的生活方式是怎么样
？That means for the man who is created in God's image, they make the choice to determine in which way they are to live.
因为所有的果子你都可以吃。
Because you're able to partake of all the fruits.
所有的果子你吃了都没有下文。
After you eat of any of the other fruits, there's no consequences.
但是这一颗的。是例外
，But this is the exception.
你要是吃这一棵的果子的话，有下文。
If you are to partake of this particular tree's fruit, there is consequences.
这个下文你自己要负责的。
You must bear the responsibility of this own consequences.
你可以选择这一个。
You can choose this fruit.
但是你要负责那个后果。
But you must bear the responsibility of it.
很显然
，Brothers and sisters,
你看到神把这个安排在那里的时候
，When you see God made this arrangement there，
乃是让按照神形象被造的人去 具体的、实际的做一个给分别出来的。
It is in order for man who is created in God's image to practically, substantially make this choice to be separate.
从什么分别出来呢?
From what are they to be separated out from?
从依靠自己分别出来。
It is to be separated out from relying, trusting in themselves.
分别出来干什么呢?
To be separated out for what?
归向谁?
To unto God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到在整个创造的那一个过程的里头
，Brothers and sisters, you're able to see throughout the process of creation.
神在一切的安排上面就表明了他做工的一个方式。
In all of these arrangements, God has made known the way in which He works.
而从这许多的方式的里头
，In all of these ways,
你都看到。有一个共同的点。
You're able to see the similar point.
分别。
Separation.
这是从创造这一个事实本身上面来去留意。
We can see this and take notice of it from the process of creation.
那因为我时间的关系我们不能说的再细了。
Now because of time's sake, we cannot go into even more detail with this.
那我们从另一个角度再来看神这个做工的方式。
From another angle, we can look into this way in which God works.
那因着人的堕落。
Now because of man's fall.
就破坏了神那个旨意的执行。
It has broken the execution of God's will.
打乱了神那个正常的秩序。
It has disrupted the normal order which God had.
那所以神又显明又一个恢复的工作。
Therefore, God again manifested another restoration work.
要把这个堕落了的人和所带出来的结果恢复到人没有堕落以前的光景。
That is to restore man, the fallen man, back into the original condition before man's fall.
那这个就是救赎了。
That is redemption.
但是神做这个救赎的工作。
In this work of redemption that God does.
我们看到神花了很长的时间。
We're able to see that God uses an extremely long period of time.
从救赎的启示到救赎的安排的发表。
From the revelation of redemption, from the arrangement, the manifestation of the redemption.
从安排的发表到完成那个救赎的方法。
From the manifestation of this arrangement of redemption for the completion of this redemption.
从完成那个救赎的方法到那个救赎的这一件事情做成功。
For the manifestation of the completion of this redemption until it is finished.
那如果我们从圣经上面的那个所给我们能计算出来的年代来计算的话。
If we're able to calculate it according to the days we can see in the scriptures.
那么从神开始启示救赎一直到现在已经是6000年上下了。
From the time which God revealed His way for redemption until today, it is around 6,000 years.
那这个还是根据我们能有资料计算的。
This is even with the information that we're able to use to calculate.
如果一些在圣经里头没有把那个资料留下来的，我们无从计算的。这个我们就不知道有多少的年日。
If there is some information that is not recorded for us in the Bible that we can use to calculate, then that number, that those days are even more than we can calculate.
但能计算出来的也6000多年。
But even to what we can calculate is already 6,000 years.
神用了6000多年来把这个救赎的工作从启示一直到做成功。
God has used 6,000 years to from the time where he revealed the plan for this redemption until it is finished.
那么在人的中间这些年日里头就发生许多的变化。
Amongst men in this period of 6,000 years, many changes took place.
但是不管那里边所发生的变化是有多大有多少。
Regardless of how many changes they are, how great the changes are,
你一直看见神那个做工的方法。
You're able to continue to see the way in which God works.
仍然是照着这样的一个方式来进行。
It is still, God is still working according to this method.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
他是不改变的主。
He is a Lord who never changes.
任何的事物，你移动一下，那个影儿也就跟着移动。
With anything, if you're to move it a little bit, that shadow will follow with it.
但是圣经说到我们的神。
But the scriptures record our God.
他没有转动的影儿。
There's no shifting of shadows with thee.
那这样我们就看到。
Then we're able to see.
在旧书的启示到做成功那个方法，到救赎的大功完满。
From the revelation of the redemption to the completion of the redemption until the redemption is fully finished.
那么长的时间的里头。
In this such a long period of time.
神做工的方法。还是那么明显。
The way in which God works is still just as clear.
弟兄姊妹，从启示的这个部分来看。
Brothers and sisters, we look at it from the point of the revelation of this redemption.
我们不能都把所有的启示的部分都提出来。
We cannot mention all the points in this part of revelation.
我们把一些突出的提出来。
We'll just point out those that are outstanding.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
你吃的日子一定死。
For the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那这个结果是很清楚的。
That result is very clear.
但是神在救赎的启示的里边。
Yet in the revelation of God's redemption.
他就让有一个人没有死。
He allows for one to not die.
那当然整个历史里边不止他一个。
Of course, throughout history, it's not only him.
还有另外一个。
There is another.
我们可以说这是例外。
We can say that is an exception.
按照定命人人都有死，但是神在那里做了一个例外。
Because by appointment there is one death, but with that, God has made an exception.
那为什么有那个例外呢？
Now why is there this exception?
不但是那个结果是例外。
Not only is the result an exception.
那个原因也可以说是例外。
That reason is also, you can say, an exception.
所以是例外。
It is an exception.
乃是因为神要分别一个事情清清楚楚的摆在人的眼前。
It is because God is to separate something very clearly before the sight of man.
我们都知道被提的那个没有经过死味的是以诺。
We know that one who has not tasted death is Enoch.
那神为什么不叫他经过也按照定命去经过死呢？
Now why did God not allow for Enoch as appointed there is death?To, for Enoch not to taste death.
神没有明明告诉我们是什么原因。
God did not clearly tell us what the reason is. 但是
神告诉我们一个事实。
But God tells us this fact.
因为这个以诺，他从神的启示的里边认识了神的是可敬畏的。
Because from revelation, this Enoch know of a fact that this God is worthy to be feared.
他也是乐意去恩待那些寻求他的。
Yet God is also willing to be gracious to those who seek after him.
那所以以诺就与神同行三百年。
Therefore, Enoch walked with God 300 years.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
与神同行三百年。
To walk with God for 300 years.
这个是一个很特别很特别的事情。
This is a very, very special matter.
与神同行一个月也已经是不简单。
To walk with God for even a month is not easy.
现在有一个人他与神同行三百年。
Now there's an individual who walked with God 300 years.
什么叫做与神同行？
What does it mean to walk with God?
那与神同行就是说不跟随那个世代里头的那种生活的风气潮流。
That means he is not following the trends and the currents of that generation that they're living.
也不跟随那一个世代里头人的思想和感情。
He is not following the way which man thinks and their emotions of that generation.
他只有一个心意。
He only has one heart.
是神喜悦的，我就拣选。
I choose what is pleasing to God.
是神所喜欢的，我就跟随。
I will follow what is pleasing to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is that?
这个是分别出来。
That is separation.
从那个世代里头分别出来。
To be separated in that generation.
从那个世界的里边分别出来。
It is from that world to be separated.
那 当神这样吸引着一个人
Now when God captivates one in that way
他领会了神的那个分别的那个分要求
And when that individual understands and receives the requirement of separation from God
让神那个分别的要求在他身上产生功用
To allow the requirement of separation from God to have its function in him
就带出一个结果
It will bring forth a result
神就把他接去
God took him
神没有叫他见识
God did not allow for him to see
那这个是以诺
That is Enoch
同一个原则的事情呢
In the same principle
还有一个挪亚
There is also Noah
挪亚的事情也是我们弟兄姊妹们比较熟悉的
Brothers and sisters also very familiar with the matter of Noah
你不要只看挪亚进入方舟这一个点
Do not only see the point that Noah entered into the ark
你要留意挪亚造方舟的那一段经历
You must take note of the experience when Noah built the ark
圣经没有很详细的记载他怎么去造这个方舟
The scriptures do not record in detail how he built the ark
他花了多少时间去造这个方舟
How much time he spent to build the ark
圣经都没有记录下来
The scriptures did not record
但弟兄姊妹你可以猜啊
But brothers and sisters
虽然我们肯定猜也不会猜得准确的
Even though we are sure that our guess is not accurate
但是你能得着一个概念
But you have this concept
不是一个很短的时间
It is not a short period of time
也没有办法向当代的人去解说清楚
There is no way to explain to the generation of that time
为什么要做一件那么傻的事情
Why must I do something so foolish it seems
那弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
你看到神让挪亚做这件事情
When you see that God has allowed Noah to do this
你要是看那个表面的故事
If we look at the story externally
那是看见神的神要拯救他
You can see that God is to save them to keep their lives.
但是你要看到神做工的方法的时候呢
But when you see the way in which God works,
你没有办法不注意到神把挪亚一家和那些进方舟的动物分别出来。
We are able to see that for Noah and his family who entered the ark and the living creatures who entered the ark, God has separated them out.
尤其是到神告诉他们你该进入方舟了。
Especially when God tells them it's time to get into the ark.
那挪亚一家就固然是进去了。
Of course, Noah and his family enter into the ark.
但是那些动物呢
But for the creatures,
神在那时已经宣告了。
God has already proclaimed
洁净的动物
those who are clean.
不洁净的动物
Those are unclean,
都包括在里头
are all included.
洁净动物要多少
How many for the unclean animals?
不洁净的要多少
How many for the unclean animals?
那在这个安排的里头
In that arrangement
你也很清楚地看见
Also you can see very clearly
不是因为都是动物
It is not because they're all creatures
所以全都是七公七母
Therefore then there are seven male and seven female No
是为了保存生命
It is in order to keep their lives
神把当时已经给看为不洁的也保留下来。
God has also kept what is considered unclean.
但是那个保留下来跟洁净的保留下来。
But the keeping that remain those are unclean and that which is clean.
很明显有不同的安排。
Very clearly there is different arrangement.
这个安排就是根据洁净和不洁净。
That arrangement is based on the fact if they're clean or unclean.
就是这样。
That is the case.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
在救赎的那个启示的里边。
In the revelation of God's redemption.
神做了一些个事情。
God did many things.
那些事情很清楚的把那个分别的要求也显明在哪里。
In those matters, it also clearly points out to us the requirement of separation.
那么一路跟挪亚过去了。
Now after Enoch and Noah passed,
事情又经过了很长的时间。
Through a very long period of time,
我们看到神那个救赎的启示又进一步了。
We're able to see the revelation of God's redemption has taken
a step 有好些我们要忽略它了。
There are many things we have to pass by.
但是那个重要的那个事件我们不能忽略的。
Yet we cannot be careless about those important points.
在挪亚跟在以诺跟挪亚以后
After Enoch and Noah,
你就看到亚伯兰了。
We're able to see Abram.
那当亚伯兰 被神选召的时候
Now when Abram was called,
我们都很熟悉
We're very familiar.
神当向他说了什么话
We know what God said to him.
你要离开本地本族父家
You must leave your kindred, your father's house and your people.
奉我所指示你的地方去
And you have to go where I direct you.
我必须带着神的应许
And then it brings forth God's promise.
但是我们看神对亚伯拉罕的对亚伯兰的那个呼召
But we must see the calling which God gave Abram
那个呼召是什么
What is that calling?
你要离开本地本族父家
You must leave this place your kindred and your father's house
本地是什么地呢
Now what is his country?
是哪地
It is the place of
Shinar 那就是巴比伦
And that's Babylon
本族呢
And his tribe
也就是示拿人
And that is also the Shinites
本家呢
And his father's house
富家呢
His father's house
富家也是那个示拿人
They're also from Shinar
里面包括他自己的爸爸
Of course within includes his own father
那比如说如果你往细去去看的时候
Now brothers and sisters if you read into detail
你就看到神那个呼召对亚伯兰来说是一个非常非常严肃的要求
You're able to see the calling of God to Abram as a very very solemn requirement
把大大小小的感情都摆在那里说你要从哪里分别出来
God places all the emotional ties there right before Abram and tells him you must separate yourself out from all of that
弟兄姊妹这的确是一个非常不得了的事情
Brothers and sisters indeed that is nothing small
但是如果不是这样给分别出来
But if he is not separated out in that way
神救赎的工作就不能往前一步来执行
God's redemption work cannot take another step further
我们感谢神
We thank God
我们看到亚伯兰就是这样接受神那个分别的要求
We're able to see it is in this way which Abram accepted that requirement of separation from God
他就离开本地
He left his country, his kindred
但是没有离开父家
Yet he did not leave his father's house
结果到了一个地方
So when he was in a certain place
到了哪一个地方呢
What place was he?
弟兄姊妹你看到十一那个创世纪第十一章的时候
If you look at chapter 11 in Genesis
你就看到他们走到哈兰这个地方
You're able to see when they are at Haran
就没办法往前走了
They didn't go further
一直等到亚伯兰的父亲死掉了
All the way until Abram's father died
神第二次来呼叫他。
Now God came to Abram the second time to call him.
他才继续往前去。
Then he continues forward.
但是这个时候也没有完全脱离父家。
Yet at this time he did not completely depart away from his father's house.
因为他还带着一个侄子罗德。
He still had his nephew Lot.
虽然去了迦南地。
Even though he was in the land of Canaan.
但是罗德就成了他的难处。
Yet Lot became his hardship.
结果还是神让他走到很清楚的分别。
As a result, God still allowed for him to go forward to a very clear separation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们留意神的那一个引导。
Brothers and sisters, if we take note of God's guidance,
你很清楚地看见
Very clearly you can see
虽然他到了迦南地
Even though he was in the land of Canaan
神并没有给他再说什么话
God did not speak any further to him
一直等到罗德脱离了他
Until Lot departed away from him
也可以说他很清楚地在分别的这个原则上来和罗德分开了
Or in other words that Abram was able to separate himself clearly under requirement of separation from God
这个时候神向他说话
Then at that time God spoke to him
说什么话呢
What did God say to him
一个是子孙
One it is his descendants
应该先说一个是地
One first it is regarding the land
然后就说了子孙
And then his descendants
那 这两件事情
And these two things
是神在亚伯兰的身上所显明的要做成的事
It is what God has proclaimed to Abram that God will do
你的后裔要成为大国
That your descendants will be a great nation
你要得着这一个地
You will gain this land
去承受神的祝福
to receive the blessing of God
当个时候亚伯兰根本连儿子都没有你说什么承受神那么大的那个应许呢
at that time Abram didn't even have a son how can he receive all this great blessing that God is telling him about
但是弟兄姊妹你看到
but brothers and sisters you
can see 当亚伯兰 答应了神那个分别的要求。
When Abram answered that requirement of separation from God,
神就向他启示神要做的。
God reveals to him the work that God will do.
那这个是在是在那个救赎的启示的过程的里头的一些大事。
Now these are the greater events that is under this point of the revelation of redemption.
然后我们要留意了。
Now we have to take note.
那在亚伯兰以后呢？
After Abram.
那是以色列的给拣选。
That is the choice, the choosing of Israel.
那以色列的给拣选。
Now the choosing of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都很清楚的知道。
Brothers and sisters, we clearly know.
以色列曾经留在埃及430年。
Israel remained in Egypt for 430 years.
啊，他们如果一直留在埃及地的话，
if they continue to remain in the land of Egypt,
神不能在他们身上有任何的工作。
God cannot do any work upon them at all.
一直等到430年。
Until after
完毕了
430 years,
神把他们领出埃及。
God led them out of Egypt.
他们从埃及出来了。
They came out of Egypt.
他们从埃及经历了神在他们中间那个分别的作为了。
In the land of Egypt, God has allowed for them to experience the work of separation.
特别是神用十个灾难来攻击埃及的时候，你很清楚看到那个分别的界限。
Especially when God used the 10 plagues to attack Egypt, we're able to see very clearly the boundary of that separation.
然后以色列人就从埃及出来。
And then the Israelites came out of Egypt.
那么当他们出来来到西乃山的时候呢？
Now after they were came out of Egypt until Mount Sinai.
那我们就看到了神在那里给上他们传律法。
We're able to see that there God gives them the law.
神在那里给他们建造会幕的那个带领。
God gives them the guidance to build the tabernacle.
但是在这两件大事以前，
But before these two great events,
神非常清楚给他们说的一件事。
God clearly tells them one thing.
那是刚才我们在19章里面所念过的。
That is what we read in Exodus chapter 19. That's what we spoke about.
那是什么？
What is that?
要求他们彻底的站立在一个分别出来的那个地位上。
It is a clear requirement for them to stand firmly upon this position of separation.
是很严肃的告诉他们。
It is a very serious telling them.
他们必须要归神为圣。
They must belong to God as holy.
要分别出来。
They must be separated.
然后
And then,
神那个救赎的工作就可以从他们那里开始了。
The redemptive work of God then would be able to begin with them.
他们就能成为祭司的国度。
They will become a kingdom of priests.
把万民把万有都带回神的面前去。
To bring all the people, all things back to God.
说弟兄姊妹，当我们读出埃及记的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we read Exodus,
19章以后的事情，每一件都是那么重要的。
After chapter 19, every point is very important.
重要在什么地方？
Why are they important?
因为神在那么一大堆的话的里头，带出了他那个分别的要求。
Because all the words after chapter 19, it brings forth the requirement from God to be separate.
而来让神的那个旨意可以往前来执行。
In order for the will of God to be executed further.
而我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
说当弟兄姊妹，我们看到神把以色列分别出来的时候，
When we see God separated out,Israel,
不管你是从在律法那个部分看也好，
whether we see it from the viewpoint of the law,
在造会幕的那一个过程来看也好，
or from the process of building the tabernacle,
你都看到神那个分别的要求
在哪里。 We're able to see the requirement separation from God.
在律法的里头，
under the law,
不管是诫命也好，典章也好，律例也好，
whether the law, the statutes, or the ordinances,
都是围绕着一个中心点。
It is all surrounding this center.
让以色列人从万民中给分别出来。
In order for the Israelites to be separated from all the nations,
他们生活的目的和万民有分别。
The purpose of living is different from the all nations.
他们生活的内容与万民有分别。
The content of their living is also separated out from all the nations.
他们生活的目的与万民有分别。
The purpose of their living is also separated from all nations.
弟兄姊妹，这是很清楚的。
Brothers and sisters, that's very clear.
比方刚才我们所提到的。
For example, what we mentioned before.
神告诉他们说。
God tells them.
地上许多的那个动物，
All these animals,
什么是可以吃的？
What is able to be
什么是不可以吃的？
What you cannot eat.
可以吃的原因是在哪里？
This is the reason why you can eat.
不可以吃的原因是在哪里？
This is the reason why you cannot eat.
神都很清楚告诉他们。
God tells them very clearly.
那么有一些如果按照神给他们所告所说明的
Now according to what God tells them very clearly
我们用今天的眼光来看呢就觉得是没有什么太多的道理
When we look at it from today's viewpoint we say that doesn't make sense
越是神说不能吃的是最好吃的
Yeah, and those that God say you cannot eat are the most tasteful
这是没有道理
You say that is really doesn't make sense
但是弟兄姊妹你不能忽略这一点
But brothers and sisters you must be careful about this point
神告诉他们能吃和不能吃
why they can and cannot eat it
那个基本的原因就是洁净和不洁净
the basic reason is because one is clean one is unclean
你们既然是给分别出来做神的百姓
since you're separated out to be the people of God
你们就必须在生活上面把自己分别出来
in your daily living you must separate yourself out
你不要沾染 不干净的
do not defile yourself with that which is unclean
维持自己在那个洁净的光景里
you must keep yourself in the condition that which is clean
弟兄姊妹你这个只是其中的一个例子
brothers and sisters that is only an example
但是你细细看整个律法里面的要求全都是围绕着这一点
but if you look,
把他的子民从万民当中分别出来。
But if you look in all the details of the law, you're able to see that's the requirement of God in order for His people to be separated out from all the nations.
你要是读到生命记那边的时候
，When we read into Deuteronomy,
他告诉以色列民说
，God tells the Israelites,
你们种地的时候啊，不能用两样种子种在一块田地上。
When you sow the land, you cannot sow the land with two different seeds.
你们穿的衣服啊，不能用两样不同的料子来合在一起，来纺织。
When you make your garments, you cannot knit your garments with two different material.
如果我们用今天的眼光来说啊
，If we look at it from today's viewpoint，
这也就没有什么道理。
That doesn't make sense.
一块地上面你种不同的作物，那对作物来说它还有好处呢。
Well, now when you sow two different kind of seed on the land.For the seed itself is a benefit.
一方面是那个地是可以尽量的使用。
On the one hand, you take full advantage of the land.
另一方面呢，他们也不同的植物啊，在那里他们有彼此调节那个土壤里边的那个成分的好处。
The other benefit is the two different kind of seeds can balance the nutrient that is in the soil.
那你要说不用两样不同的料子来弄。那今天我们差不多都没有衣服穿了。
Now, if you say you cannot mix the material which you make the garments, then you can say today we wear nothing.
你现在要找纯棉的衣服啊，不，现在又好像容易一点了。
It might be easier now if you find all cotton material.
纯棉的。
It's the
pure cotton.
It's the pure cotton.
不过是贵的要命。
But it's just very expensive.
你要找纯毛的衣服啊，那也是同样。
Just like if you're a fine garment that is pure wool, it's also difficult and expensive.
你要是说要找那是混纺的，那是多得很，各种各样。
Now, if you have the mixture or the imitation kind, then it is very easy.
你跑到那个百货公司去看的那个精品店去看的那个衣服啊。绝大部分都是混合纺织的。
You can go into the department store, any clothing shop, you can see all the clothing is a mixture of the material.
但神让他的子民不是从应用的这一个角度来去认识问题的。
But God does not allow for his people to know the issue based on this point.
神是让他的子民透过生活里面的实际去操练。
But God wants His people to know this matter of separation from the practice, from the training in their daily living. We know that by nature, man is very practical.
神就是领着他的子民从现实的里头转向体贴神的心意。
But that is God, how God works.To lead man from that which is practical to be one who is mindful of God's heart.
你看到律法里边有个拿细耳的条例。
You can see under the law there is this statute for the Nazarites.
你很清楚也看到。
Very clearly you can see.
那也是根据那个分别出来的那个法则来安排的这样的让人。
It is also based on this principle of separation to arrange for man to belong unto God.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们是在感谢主
indeed we thank the Lord. I think we cannot continue on tonight.
但是我要轻轻挑一点,
but I'll first lightly point this out so you have this concept.
过了那个以色列的这个这段时间, 那就实实际际的来到救赎的工作的那个方法的完成了。
Now, after this period of the Israelites, we get into the period for the completion of God's redemption.
那就是主在十字架完成他的救恩了。
That is when our Lord finished salvation on the cross.
人怎么能得着救恩呢?
How is man able to gain the salvation?
弟兄姊妹们, 这就是一个分别出来的结果。
Brothers and sisters, that is the result of separation.
一面是主把我们分别出来。
On the one hand, it is the Lord himself who separates us out.
主说是我从世界里面把你们拣选出来。
The Lord says that I have chosen you out of this world.
另一面也是我们在圣灵的感动的底下, 我们去拣选我们的主。
On the other hand, it is also by the guidance of the Holy Spirit that we choose our Lord.
我甘愿去脱去旧造里边的一切。
That we're willing to depart away all that is from the old creation.
我们得着生命是这样。
That is how we gain life.
我们生命长成也是在这个法则里。
It is also how our life matures under the same principle.
等到 最末了的时候,
even at the end,
主来收成他的那个救赎的果效的时候,
when the Lord comes to reap the fruit of his work,
弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
主所做的是什么?
What is it that the Lord is doing?
审判,
it is judgment.
什么是审判?
What is judgment?
也就是一个分别,
it is again separation.
一直到新天新地,
until new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹你看见,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
一直在那里显明这个分别的法则,
God continues to manifest this principle of separation.
如果我们把那么许许多多历史上神做工的, 那些事情来留意的时候,
brothers and sisters, we're going to take note of all the recording of how God works.
很清楚你看到,
very clearly you can see.
神那个做工的方法就成了一个法则,
the way in which God works has become a principle.
分别出来,
to be separate.
所以我们今天晚上说不完,
so today we cannot finish.
我们要下一次我们才说得完,
next time we can finish.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
你已经看到了这一个法则的, 那个不只是一个影儿了，而是一个很具体的一个事实了。
You're able to see then this separation is no longer a shadow, but it's a very substantial.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
巴不得主给我们实在能体会主那个分别出来的那一个法则。
May the Lord clearly show us his principle of separation.
我们就能向主自己上父所祷告的。
That we can pray to the Father as our Lord says.
主为着我们他自己分别出来,
that our Lord for our sake separated himself out.
那我们蒙受恩典的人呢?
Then we who have received grace,
我们岂不是更需要在分别出来这一个点上来仰望主更大的怜悯?
Do we not need the more upon this point of separation look to the Lord for his grace and mercy? May the Lord be gracious to us. I think we'll temporarily end here tonight.